Although I still don't know Google's contact information, at least I've discovered where to ask them questions. Not that they've ever emailed me, texted me, or phoned me a reply. Maybe all their replies are in the same place as their contact information. This all sounds a little silly since Google's building takes up a whole block at West 16th Street here in Manhattan. But surprise, you can't just walk in and start asking questions. Anyway, if you want to send a comment or a question to Google, first find a Google article. Usually at the bottom of the article is a question. How helpful is this article? Check the reply. Not at all helpful. A box will appear. In it, you can type your comment. Then click on Submit. You'll get an immediate thank you. And you'll never hear another peep about your comment for as long as you live. I guess that's better than not being able to submit your comment at all, right? Or is it? It's like, if you're a kid, you ask your mom, "Can I have some ice cream?" But she doesn't answer you. Or you ask your dad, "Why is the sky blue?" But he doesn't answer you. On one hand, you were able to ask your parents those questions. On the other, they totally ignored your questions. That's sort of what it's like to submit your comments to Google. Google reminds me of Big Brother in 1984, always watching us, but always hidden from us.